All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139, 13 through 16. He created us, you and me, with a beginning, a beautiful, handcrafted, laden with purpose beginning, and he has ordained an ending for us. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God has set our feet on a path that leads to where and how we can live out our calling. We often make ourselves very busy because we are searching for our calling. But it is when we slow down and choose to be busy only when what we are doing is God-given purpose that we can see where God is leading us. I want it to comfort you that you do not have to strive endlessly to be good enough or to work hard enough to find God's plan for you. If you stay focused on God, you will not miss your destiny. Marbles in a Jar. A while back, I was talking with a friend, trying to help her understand how the passions of her life held the key to the mystery of her purpose. But I just couldn't make the point well enough, so I told her this story. When I was a little girl, one of my favorite things to do with my mom was to go to flea markets. I loved digging through piles of junk to find a treasure that no one else appreciated. One day I found a lamp made from a mason jar half filled with marbles. I loved that lamp from the moment I saw it. I took it home, cleaned it up, and proudly set it on my nightstand. I used my flashlight to shine a bright light through the jar. The light reflected off the marbles in different ways, creating a pretty pattern on the wall of my bedroom. Later, I opened the jar and found my favorite marbles. Some of the marbles were clear, some multicolored, some heavier weighted, and some even made of metal. For the fun of it, I took out the duds, the marbles I didn't like, then sent light through the marbles again. This time, the light patterns were sharper, more brilliant. Then I rearranged the marbles that were left, creating a pattern that was even prettier. Using the light, I kept experimenting, moving marbles around, removing and adding to create the perfect kaleidoscope of color on the wall. I told my friend that day, we are like that mason jar, filled with amazing, unique gifts, things we are passionate about and love doing. But our jar is often filled with some duds as well. Perhaps expectations that were piled onto us, or things or activities we thought we should keep that are just keeping us busy without a purpose. As we start breaking busy in our lives, tossing out the duds and moving around what's left, our gifts and passions will shine with brighter brilliance. As we discover our passions and allow God to craft them into beautiful patterns, we begin to see what we are called to do on this earth, and our purpose begins to shine forth with color and clarity. God buried treasure inside each of us. Our gifts, our strengths, our passions, what we do with the gifts is up to us. Like a gardener who must faithfully tend, weed, and water her plot of ground, we have to diligently nurture the gifts planted in us. Jesus told